Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome, folks, to this edition of the Hagman Report. Boy, I got wires coming out of me everywhere. If you're watching this on Rumble or Brighteon. Well, speaking of Rumble, by the way, welcome to the Hagman Report. It's Thursday, September 28th, 2023. Another month, almost another month down the tubes. Time is flying, but I've got a great show for you lined up. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, gen6.com. And I'm going to tell you what, if you're not subscribing to his private intelligence briefings, you're missing out. But before I get to Steve, I've got a major announcement to make. Please pay attention to this. Folks, look, we need your support. You know, during the show, there is a time when I usually tell you about a product or a service that is useful to your everyday life. Products that I use myself, I believe in, but sponsors that will pay me to offset the cost of the satellite uplink to the show, the other costs associated with the show, payroll and such. We only have a handful, a very, very small handful, but they're incredible, and that helps us keep the lights on. It helps us to do what we do. Today, I was given the opportunity to offer you a service and a product that is very successful and very useful. However, this particular company, service company, after looking into some recent headlines regarding Russell Brand allegations, decade-old allegations of sexual conduct, and them having found out that they pulled their marketing from our main video platform, Rumble, in protest in outrage, ostensibly, to deny Russell Brand from making money, to deny other truth tellers from making money. I can't have this. I don't speak out of both sides of my mouth, and everything that comes out of my mouth, I mean. I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. But it's because of issues like this. It's tough bringing you a sponsor that I believe in that would help keep our operation funded. The options are getting fewer and fewer. Out of several sponsored offered to this platform, actually. Well, I'm not even sure of the number, but it's a large number that have said, here, we'd like to advertise on your platform. And I look at their policies and I find out that, oh, wait, they are pro-transsexual. They are pro-child infanticide, you know, in the womb murder. They're pro-homosexual lifestyle. I'm not going to have those kind of people, those sponsors, any company related like that on this platform. I'm not going to speak for them. Whether this platform crashes and burns, I'm not going to take one penny of their blood money. Not one penny. This radio. Well, the entire radio and podcast world is a tough business. I didn't realize how tough it was. Steve Quayle knows exactly how tough it is. I know how tough it is. You say something, you get threatened to be sued, or you get sued. You say something, oh, I don't like that, so I'm going to turn you off. Well, that's your, do it, please. For example, yesterday, Gerald Celente. You know, he's very outspoken. He's very passionate. And when you reach a certain age, You don't give a damn what you say in terms of cuss words, okay? Sometimes cuss words are needed in a situation. When you're talking, I came across yesterday a little, it was a piece of cardboard with two little hands on it. And this was apparently, I think, from my deceased stepmother. I think from, I'm not even sure where it was from. But two little hands. And on this card it said, these hands represent the exact size of the hands of a 10-week-old unborn child. When I see things like that in companies, corporations, and people advocating the murder up to 12, 15 weeks, or it doesn't matter the time period. And you've got, or we've got listeners and viewers that are more offended by the F-bomb once in a while or some other word, okay? Turn the flipping channel. If that offends you, bite me. Get the hell off my platform. Get the hell off my radio broadcast and stay off. We are at war right now. Look, we need patents, general patents in this war. And you know Patton, he could hit his knees at night and slap the shit out of some private during the day. And to the Christians out there who believe that you're holier than thou, God bless you. Go in peace. But stay the hell away from me, because we're at friggin' war. Do you understand that? We're at a culture war, and politics is always downstream of culture. And politics is this mess that's getting it's what it's causing all of this, along with this rot, this culture rot, by the people who want to kill the unborn, by the people who want to go to war on the side of Nazis, by the people who want to shut people up like me and like Steve Quayle and others. Well, you can go straight to hell. Whether you're a company, go to hell. Go bankrupt. And the people will say, well, I wouldn't vote for Trump because, you know, he said, grab him by the pussy. Oh, okay. So vote for Biden, who sniffs the hair of little girls and boys and takes showers with the granddaughters. Then vote for him. But I'm not going to have any company dictate what I can and can't say. And this, by the way, see, this time could have been red. And I could have made enough money off the sponsor, okay, to pay at least maybe 15%, 20% of my satellite uplink bill for this month. Well, I'll tell you what, here it is right here, okay? Ain't going to happen. I mean, one last thing, you can kiss my ass. Because we're at war. This platform will never, ever sell out to the highest bidder. And, you know, we can only rely on the people that this show is intended to reach. And that's you. And if you don't, look, we need financial support because not only do we do this, but we also help the trafficked, the children. Hey, we're in Ohio all the time. You saw the news from Ohio. The missing children in Ohio. Where are they? What about Maui? Where are the missing children there? Where are they? Some are dead, yes. Folks, you've got no idea. If you think that situation is normal right now, you've got no idea. And go back to bed. I'm not yelling at you, but I think I've earned the right to be pissed off and to yell. And I think Steve Quayle has earned the right to be pissed off as well. And Gerald Celani to be pissed off. And Alex Jones to be pissed off. Because every time you turn around, you get something in the mail, a lawsuit or a threat of a lawsuit or a complaint or whatever. Every single freak, every day. Mean it, what, from the comfort of your own chair? Get the hell off your chair, get off your butt, and get in the fight, because we're in a fight. With me is Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. Rescue me before I blow a gasket. Steve, how are you?
Doug, you've expressed my thoughts exactly. Because, again, the situation that we're finding ourselves at, we're no longer, telling people what's going to happen. We are at World War III with Russia. As you and I are talking today, and we're sharing with people that, folks, the whole this is me speaking, I think Doug shares this, forget the politicus distracticus from the dumbassicus, okay? It's all show. It's all Bravo Sierra. There is no military loyal to the United States of America Constitution or Bill of Rights any longer. There is no DOJ, that's the Department of Justice, that's going to enforce anything other than the New World Order agenda. The Center for Disease Creation and the Child Death Club is going full bore, full blast. And if you take the mask this time out of fear, then you're already dead. And they will do anything and everything to disassociate you from all truth tellers. Look, we give enough evidence, enough articles. I don't even know how many articles are on my website right now over the last year. It's tens of thousands. And the thing is that we have cockroaches. We've got praying mantises. And you know what a praying mantis is, Doug? I just came up with this because somebody sent me a picture of a praying mantis on their camera, their surveillance camera, and asked me what type of an alien species it was. And I wasn't quick enough to say, and brother, thanks for sending me that. This is named at you. But praying mantises are those who claim to be praying, quote, fellow believers, but a mantis eats everything in its sight. Is that coming across loud and clear? And so yeah. It's like the late Bob Mumford, a great man of God, fabulous humor. He made the statement. He said, I used to be an angel till the backbiters ate my wings off. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to challenge everybody at this broadcast that is on the 28th of September. I'm going to challenge everybody to match $1,000. This isn't for, some stupid thing. I will, as soon as I'm done with this podcast, I'm sending Doug $1,000. He didn't ask me to do this. And I'm tired. And, Doug, I don't even think pissed off is good enough anymore. I am so tired of meow men. I mean, I'll say it this way. Shoot, I should be sending out free cat food tins with a soundtrack, at least a sound file, going meow, 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 meow. Ladies and gentlemen, start praying for the people that their lives, our lives are on the line, and you don't know what we do behind the scenes. Believe me, Doug's on his keyboard an hour a day. I'm on my keyboard probably 6 hours a day through 24-hour period and sometimes 18, making sure everybody gets the last bit of evidence. But I like to think, Doug, that there are people out there that will match. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm not kidding. I'm asking for those of you to stand with me. And Doug, you're welcome to put up my PayPal. Eric, you're welcome to put it up on the podcast because we need to help this platform. For instance, if you guys knew, I get criticized night and day, and now I'm dealing with the AI. Fortunately, I have some really smart people that are on my side and love Jesus Christ that I won't tell you how we're doing it, but the AI is kicked in full, fast, and furious. And it's coming against me. It's coming against Doug, Alex Jones, Mike Adams, Gerald Celente. I love Gerald Celente. He's absolutely one of my favorite all-time people because he's a street smart guy. He knows what it is to kick ass, and he knows what it is to have to fight to defend his life, but he's fighting to defend your life. So I got to tell you something. I'm fed up with the meow men. Here's the other thing I'm fed up with. Hyper-religious people that will still fight over the rupture and the capture, talking about the rapture, and will not say anything as to the lateness of the hour. Last night, Doug, I sent it to you, and everybody's military was up in the air. All their airborne, early warning planes, their command centers, Russia's got four of them. United States has probably more than that, but 2 to 4 that were squawking, emergency action messages. And last night, Russia went from emergency action messages, they have a different name for it, to stand by for immediate launch orders. Now, I couldn't know that unless somebody told me that. We are at freaking World War III. And yet, well, Mr. Quayle, do you think that we'll turn this election around? Freaking no, we won't. Ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing even the total attack on Donald Trump. I'm not a fan by any means. The point is that robbed of all civil rights, robbed of all human rights. Listen, judges who are on a minor level stealing all his stuff. And don't you miss this point. Somebody wants to end up with all of former President Trump's real estate. And I said this, Doug, so I want to make sure people understand I'm consistent. When the United States started stealing the Russian oligarch's yachts, that pissed me off. And I said, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife or anything that is thy neighbor's. And as the family of God, there are Russians standing up for Jesus Christ. There are Chinese Christians being slaughtered for the testimony of Jesus Christ. And everybody in the hamster wheel world of Western religiosity is basically just spinning their wheels, deny. And I call and look, I don't care. I really don't anymore. I've tried to live peaceably with all men everywhere. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I've made the effort. And again, I'm just saying this. If you want to keep this platform on for whatever time you've got, please, those of you, I'm not asking for anybody that can't afford to sponsor Doug at least $1,000. And I'm going to send my PayPal immediately after the show because I can't do two things at once. And I'm also reading my email. And Doug, you have my permission to put it up. So here's the deal. You people had better shut up. They better absolutely stand up. I'm saying criticizing those who are warning. What military? And now, we said this on Doug Hagman. My sources told me almost, what was it, Doug, a year ago or at least 8 months ago, the draft was coming back.
Yes.
I got denial, you know, blah, blah, blah. Look, I will give account to living God. And I don't claim to be a Christian. The good news is God claims me as his own. I'm a sinner. I'm saved by God's infinite mercy. I'm sick. It's called sin. I needed a savior. He's called Jesus. I needed a transformation. It's called the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm not what I should be. I'm not what I wish I could have been, but I am submitted to the Spirit of the living God, knowing I will give account for every single word. I'm tired of the husband and wives team, you know, saying, oh, he lets people get under his skin so easy. You know who I'm talking about. Yeah, well, fight a faith and get out of the freaking bottle. Because again, ladies and gentlemen, this is a real instance, you know. I want people to learn to discern. It can only come through the Holy Spirit. Deny the gifts of the Holy Spirit all you want. And look, I'm tired and I am weary, okay? The majority of Doug's fight, and I can speak for him because we talk off air, the majority of my fight comes from self-righteous religious people. Notice I will not use the C word. You are either a not that C word, I'm talking Christian. You know, I got to clarify. You would have said that, Doug. And the thing is that I use the blood bought by the blood of Jesus, redeemed sinner saved by grace, who is in need of the great physician, Jesus. I will, excuse me, not apologize. I've never said anything other than that. A man has nothing. Now, here's the thing. If I can spend 18 hours of my life knowing the effect and toll it's taking on my health to stay up and to do the midnight watch. And in my case, I guess I'm a literal proof of this where it says in scripture, watchmen, give your eyes no rest. I wish God would have told us to get bigger luggage because the bags on your eyes are going to increase. It is impossible for a carnal person to understand the things of God. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm saying is every nuclear protocol is absolutely in place, even at this moment. Russia's already decided the actions they're going to take. The United States thinks paratrooping 10, 15, 20,000 airborne troops isn't going unnoticed by Russia. And there's a red line. Red line was sanity. Putin moved the red line because he knows what's at stake. I'm not defending anything of communist Russia. I am defending anybody who will defend Western culture. He does. Anybody who will fight for the rights of a male and female, biological man and woman. I will fight and I will stand with righteousness. When Dmitry Medvedev made the statement, or Medvedev made the statement of basically the four horsemen of the apocalypse, and he's drawing the world's attention to the word of God, well, the United States has declared war on God. Where are the men of God? Thank God for, you know, Rob Pugh and Wisconsin Christian News and the Amen. Different guys who are fighting for the word of God out there. You know, there's a whole bunch of them. And in no way do I believe I'm the only guy. I thank God for anybody that will stand up for Jesus Christ. This is not a politically run, maybe it is, a insane asylum where the people who are crazy are more lucid than the people that claim not to be. You got the Secretary of State playing on his guitar, and I think that's equal to Nero fiddling while Rome burns. If nobody knows what I'm talking about, you know, wink 'em, blink 'em, nod, you know, is hammering out some song, you know, then he's ahead of the
sounds like a rap song or something. I saw that, I'm like, what the hell? I mean, you got nothing better to do? What?
Well, no, you see, you got to get the humor in this. I take no pleasure in having warned. I take no pleasure in knowing how much. Look, I don't feel sorry for myself. I feel grateful to God. Blessed are you when men speak all manner of evil against you. I know where my kingdom is. It's the kingdom of heaven. Until the kingdom of heaven, New Jerusalem on earth, Jesus ruling for 1,000 years, there are people that are on, quote, Christian podcasts that don't even believe the word of God. One of them's a quiet Catholic. Not that Catholicism, and Doug, here's what I'm saying. Not that I'm picking on Catholics in any way, shape, or form, but when someone is trying to present something else and denying what he has converted to, that's what I take issue with, okay?
Yes.
Yeah, and so where we're at, we are at war, ladies and gentlemen. We are at a war that's unlike any time in history. We're at a war that is going to affect you, affect me. And just even last night, God bless you, Beata. Go and look, Eric. I think I sent you the email of the down detector on U.S. Bank. We're at war in the financial realm. We're at war in the military realm. We're at war in the spiritual realm. And we've been silent. And the blood of the innocents, blood of the innocents, blood of the innocents runs in the sewers of America. It runs in the drains of the, quote, Planned Parenthood. And by the way, anybody who is a person of color listening to this podcast should go and look up Hillary Clinton's position on Margaret Sanger. Okay, Eric, and that's U.S. bank outage, and I don't know the exact time. It was 6 p.m. Now, will you show the world or the, U.S. map? Keep going. Okay. Doug, tell me what that map looks like. U.S. bank outage and reported problems map. And scroll down again, right there. That looks like it's pretty much in the major cities of America.
Oh, yeah. Correct? Yeah. Yeah.
So because I have a, faithful servant of Jesus Christ watching this literally when she's awake and making me know. Now, when we post this stuff, everybody's got to understand. You'll go to downdetector.com. I think it's downdetector.com. And you will see that all of this referencing is removed. Now, it's at night when the banks close. That's so they can square their books. I'm going to read an email that I got, and thank you, Eric. This is just U.S. Bank. Oh, one of the big ones. We're seeing B of A in major, major trouble. We're seeing Hell's Cargo in major, major problem, in my opinion. There's no bank, and I stand to be corrected, that has been fined more money for screwing more people than Hell's Cargo, okay? Because they're carrying, in my opinion, this is editorial opinion, there's nobody that's more flashing red lights than the big five banks. Every day now, there is a statement or a story from the mainstream slewage that's, I forget what I use that word for. Slewage is the slayers of truth and sewage combined together. That's what I said on, I think, my program the other day. My podcast. But the deal is that people, this is a true story, Doug. I got a call from one of my friends and a client and closing on a piece of property. And they said that all of their friends are in B of A. I said, I'm just telling okay. you this. I said, do you understand the peril you're in? Do you understand the terrible problem you're in? Because going back to my previous statement, I'm staying linear, that the stories coming out that people that have big money and big banks, that money can be converted to stock. In other words, you don't own, let's say, a retirement account of $500,000 or $50,000, doesn't matter, but the bank can take that. What we're seeing is the techno pilfering by unjust laws, and this was unjust seizure. That's why we had the first American Revolution.
It's now, asset forfeiture. I mean,
asset forfeiture. Yeah. Go ahead, you address that because I need to collect my thoughts.
Well, you know, okay, when you go back to the 1770s, obviously. Although it wasn't, maybe it was, I don't know, but I haven't heard it referenced as civil asset forfeiture contemporaneous, currently to that. But that's what was going on. It's going on now. And what you mentioned, too, with respect to what's going on with Russia and what the U.S. is doing by way of sanctions and by through their... Well, the bottom line is grabbing Russia's assets under the pretext of being an enemy. I'll just say an enemy of democracy. But I know how wrong that's a sentence is. But you get the idea. They're a national enemy, state's enemy. That's wrong. That's like you going down the road, having a police officer stop you, taking all of your money out of your pockets and saying, well, you've got to prove where that money came from, that that's not ill-gotten gains from some sort of criminal activity. This is the same thing on a larger scale. It was the same thing back in the revolutionary days. Again, I don't want to be too scattered here, but the bottom line is what we're seeing is, to coin your phrase, bottom line, what we're seeing is this poking of the Russian bear by the Blinkens of the world, by the Newlands of the world, by Biden, the cognitively impaired Mr. Potato Head, by way of using Ukraine as a proxy nation, the UN being a prostitute by the United States, okay, or being prostituted by the United States, perhaps more accurately, to fight against Russia. They got missiles fired from Ukraine hitting in Poland. They got missiles fired from Ukraine hitting in Russia, and people believing that Russia was firing on Poland. People believe that, you know, hey, it was a false flag or misfire in Russia. Look, all of this is to deceive you into falling behind the wrong person. And by the way, the last thing I'm going to say, this is off topic to some extent. People saying, well, I turn your show off because you yell, you guys yell and raise your voice. You don't go walking through a house or a building that's on fire and the people are asleep in their beds and say, hey, wake up. You got to wake up. There's a fire coming. It's on your ass. You got to wake up. Come on. Come on. No, you go through there and you shout from the top of your lungs, wake up. There's a fire in the building. And if you don't wake up, you're going to get burnt to a crisp. And that's what we're attempting to do. That's what Steve Quayle is attempting to do. Go ahead, sir.
Well, Doug, first of all, I'm going to run through the litany of what's going on in Russia from Russian sources. I'm going to talk about where we are. You cannot fight a war when you have no industry. You cannot build more atom bombs and say, well, we'll have a new nuclear arsenal by 2025. You won't exist by we are going to be judged harshly because the United States made war on the world. United States, and look, I love the country. I love our constitutional republic. And to the republic for which it stood, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice now for none. Okay? And so I want everybody to know, you know, that how do I say this? When I just got an email from Michael Yon last night, and he said something. He says, Steve, the people with the most to lose are going to lose the most. That's an upgraded version of Gerald Celente's fabulous statement. When people have nothing more to lose, they lose it. And that's not exactly word for word accurate. Doug, you want to stand with Gerald Celente or you want to stand with the weenie, the Oscar Mayer Wienerites, okay? There's a new word. And Oscar Mayer, in my opinion, you know, it's a brand of food, and they used to have a vehicle, and, you know, it looked like a hot dog, and I think it just sold at auction, I don't know, recently in last year. But I remember the theme song, the OSCAR, what is it? I actually do remember it. You know, it was called the Wiener song, okay? Now you and I have to deal with the siren song by the Wieners, okay? I'm not talking about, you know, hot dogs. I'm talking about the people that believe that they can justify their inaction. They can justify their lack of reaction. See, if people would act, they won't need to react. And everybody's saying, well, what about the zombie protocol on October 4th? And what about, the government shutting down? I understand they both happen. But ladies and gentlemen, when they turn on the towers, they can turn them on in harmonic frequencies and beyond your ability, unless you have a detector, to pick it up. And I told people, I said, look, there's nothing wrong with being alert to the point that you have a satellite phone. There's nothing wrong with the fact that you need some solar power when they're just talking about the power's going to go out. And we've all heard, you know, or read 10, 20 years ago, 1 second after. And so what we're trying to do, ladies and gentlemen, by the way, I would tell everybody at this point, get power. This is a life infomercial. Get a solar collector system and the batteries. Be ready, 123.com. I, again, note the owners, plural, beyond Tina, and she's the lady that's been warning and trying to get people prepared to have a light. How important is light when your whole country is out of power, when your whole neighborhood's out of power, and how important is to even be able to have the light to read the word of God by and to Bible and to take hope? Or if you listen to classic music, I'm not putting that on the same level or category of the reading the Bible, but there is a massive amount of scientific evidence that classical music is absolutely magnificent for the brain. I don't listen to enough of it. But the point is that
One more thing. Yep. Okay, beyond that, or within that same vein, what about my neighbor who survives because there's an oxygen pump that supplies him with oxygen? The power goes out. He could die and probably will die for any sustained time. What about thinking about your other, your neighbors, your friends, your family? How about being a man or a woman and thinking about them as opposed to saying, well, you know, I it's just too much money. I don't think we're not going to need it. Well, you know what? That's short-sighted. And I'm sorry if, look, be ready. Get prepared. The final words Gerald Celani said yesterday, although you didn't hear it, was get prepared. And get prepared not just for yourself, but for others as well. So, Steve, you're absolutely right with this. We need to be prepared. And don't worry. Oh, well, if I have a light on and my neighbors don't, that's going to be a target of mine. Is really that's what you're worried about? And you know what? Go with God.
Yeah. Make your neighbor your most important asset, provided they're not, you know, Biden flag. And I'm serious. You know, you're going to have discernment. And people say, well, how will I know? If you pray and you're concerned with other neighbors. By the way, how about this, Doug? What you're saying, and I was thinking about this morning. My morning is, you know, whenever it is, 3:30, 5:30. A.M. The let your light shine. And what you're saying is an exact physical fulfillment of that. And if somebody, you know, it's just like there was a light. There was people that went into the protection of the Israelites when the angel of death passed over. I'm telling everybody, you're going to see the most heartbreaking situation. And for those of you who say, oh, you're never right, choke on your own vomit.
Yeah,
choke on your own vomit, because if you understand radiation poisoning, you will be choking on your own vomit. If you don't understand Zechariah 14:12, look, there's no point in pulling punches any longer. And we've tried the nice route. Look at where the nice route's gotten. And I'm talking about becoming effective now, effective. I mean, having an accomplished imprecatory prayer life. Imprecatory prayer is praying the specific prayers that David and others prayed against the enemies of God. There is no place we are to pray for our enemies, yes, but there's no place that says you lay down and let the, and this really, Steve, simmer down, and rape your wife, sodomize your children, you know, steal your children. And if you want a reality call, and I won't put it up on my website, but I'll tell you where everybody can go and look at it, is Brother Bob's Vision. Brother Bob's Vision. It was when Al Cuppett was alive before he went to be with the Lord. I didn't even know if it was 10, 15 years ago. You want a reality check? Read that. I got to, and you know, we get crap, Doug. And
wait a second. Al Cuppett. I didn't realize he passed. Yeah, I didn't realize. I've had him on the show, and I've spoken to him off air, but it's been a while. So so Al Cuppett is not with us.
Yeah, no, he's and this is, I think, a couple of years ago. I'm the one that brought him on the radio and gave him the name Mr. C, as in the letter C. And most people thought it was Mr. SEA, as a Navy, you know, insider. No, Mr. C, Al Cuppett. He's gone to be with the Lord. He was faithful in warning about former, you know, whatever his position was in the military, Joint Chiefs of Staff. He was a attaché or something, and I apologize to everybody. But look, the point is, and I'm going to say this, those of you who accuse us of being keyboard warriors, what are you doing to facilitate an underground, in essence, railroad for believers to get them out of harm's way? What are you doing to help the brethren? What are you doing? And for the record, faith without works is dead. And people say, well, I believe in God. Well, are you speaking out for Jesus? Well, no, I don't believe in Jesus, but I believe in God. I say, great, you're in great fellowship. The devil believes in God, too. The demons believe in God and tremble. How is it that, you know, we're even told, blessed is the man or the person that trembles at the name of the living God. You know, I mean, that's what's the holy fear of God. There is no fear of God in the land. There's mockery and there's scoffery and there's silence when Jesus, the most important human God, human, God in man, the incarnate version. Jesus said, if you've seen him, you've seen the Father. Well, that infuriates everybody that doesn't want to believe in Jesus. The most hated name in the universe is Jesus. The Luciferians cannot even say that name. They cannot. They have to refer to him as the Nazarene, as the Demiurge, D-E-M-I-U-R-G-E. But they cannot say the name of Jesus. Because again, to them, their world, and it's not Satan. I got in a scuffle with some truly ignorant people. Why do you always say Lucifer? His name is Satan. No, it isn't. His name became Satan. It was Lucifer in heaven. He still is deluded. He still believes he's God. He still believes he's going to defeat Jesus. But we know the word of God, where God the Father says, Jesus, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies my footstool. The greatest enemies that we have right now are absolute devils. I was going to say devils and demons, infesting humans and now infesting AI. Alien intelligence, alien implants, alien entities, and people are going, well, they're achieving sentience. In other words, they can think. We haven't even passed the uncanny valley where the robots don't look at, they're not human yet. But the point is just as fallen angels can transform themselves into ministers of light, so can they transform robots. I posted a story, I think. It may not be posted yet because I had to check out the validity. And Linda Moulton Howe gets the credit for this. She broke, in 2017, a Japanese robot factory where the robots went basically out of their design parameters and killed 27 scientists. Most people don't know that exists. But I get back to Russia right now because as you and I, Doug, are broadcasting, here's what's going on. I'm just going to run through them, okay? And it's important that we do it. Now, listen to this. Every man and woman in Russia, Russian citizens, okay, understand that the U.S. is coming through the Ukraine to Russia and is ultra angry at the USA and will fight to the death. People that don't understand what Russia went through, look at the history of World War II. I watched a documentary on it last night. All levels of government have been told to be ready within 48 hours because that is the expected first wave of attack. Russia knows that NATO is going to launch a preemptive nuclear attack. But Russia also is very secure in knowing the minute the first nuclear weapon is launched, they can hit the West in 90 seconds or less. And the West, even when they go to their launch protocols, outside the birds in the air that are saying, you get a certain code, you launch. But the point is Henry Groover's vision. You can go on Henry Groover Tribute. It's on my website, stevequayle.com, over the right-hand corner, and read Henry's vision of Russia attacking the United States. None of our C3 command, control, and communication was effective. None of our anti-ballistic missiles, which, by the way, the Patriot missile system was a complete flop. And I'm told that that's the biggest secret in the Pentagon. No, it isn't. I mean, they got everything that they do is a big secret. But notice, Doug, that God is revealing the absolute sins of the leaders, including, when's the first time you ever heard of a former president saying the head of the JCS, Milley, should be executed? Did that maybe draw some people's attention?
Oh, sorry for laughing, but yes, on the sewage forum, Democratic Underground, they were calling for the arrest of President Trump, and of course the charging of President Trump for death threats against Milley. But go ahead.
Well, here's the thing. What former President Trump said, is the definition of constitutional definition of treason. But let's go on.
But people can't handle that. They can't, yeah. Brother, they can't handle that. It's like,
because the weenies in Washington, the WWCs, weenies in Washington cower, and most of them are rhinos with no spinos, okay? Jellyfishians, they claim it. And I want to share something. You cannot claim to have a Christian ethos and then be in favor of everything that God hates.
God tolerates. Or sit back and tolerate it. Tolerating it, to me, Steve, correct me if this is not biblical, but tolerance of evil is evil itself, and God is not going to look too kindly on us tolerating everything that is going on that would be considered evil by God. Go ahead.
Well, when you embrace every form of unevilness, maybe that's not the correct way to say it. Thank you so much, Eric, for saying this. I was blessed to be able to get on video, I don't know, half a dozen, maybe more interviews with Henry before Henry went to be with Jesus. So I want to tell you this. You need to go to that part on my website and watch the podcast of some of the most remarkable supernatural testimonies of a man who walked with God and walked the streets of the world. I mean, it's an awesome, awesome testimony to one man. So when I say, God, where are the miracles? And I had a revelation. Most Christians can't understand this. The most outspoken man of faith, not woman, but man of faith identified in the New Testament was a Roman centurion. Jesus, now a Roman centurion lived by the sword. He was a mercenary. Most people don't understand the Roman army when they moved, a Roman centurion, over 100 men, they got the spoils of war. But how is it that Jesus, oh, by the way, he had a sword, he couldn't have been saved. But why is it that when Jesus heard his testimony, the Roman centurion, his servant was sick. The Roman centurion, he loved his servant. And he said, Lord, I'm paraphrasing, I am also a man under authority. And just say the word and my servant will be saved. Jesus said, I'll come to your house and basically lay hands on him or do whatever and heal him. And the Roman centurion, in all humility, said, Lord, I'm not worthy. You just say the word. Doug, the missing link in miracles, and I'll stand by this because I didn't make this up and I never said it before in my life. I'm crying out for the miraculous intervention to touch every believer's life. I'm crying out to God. And look, I'm nobody special, but when God said, I looked for a man to stand gap and found none, I said, well, Lord, you know, you've taken me as I am. I'll stand in the gap. He said he marveled. The word of God says God marvels. In essence, the scripture is that there was no one to stand in the gap. Two different scriptures. There was no intercessors. And in Jesus' name, for the sake of whatever's left of the true remnant, we need the miracle-working power of Jesus. Even the Apostle Paul, and the attack on Apostle Paul, anybody who attacks the Apostle Paul, in my opinion, is apostate. And they're speaking by the very spirit of seduction, which will lead to destruction. And there are some famous, oh, we're Christians, but Paul, you can't go to the Pauline gospel. Every single thing that Paul taught after his conversion experience on the road, I don't know why I'm going here, road to Damascus was because of his supernatural encounter with Jesus Christ. The most Jewish Jew of Jewland, okay, by his own testimony, educated under Gamaliel, the Pharisee of Pharisees, the most revered teacher of his day. And this is a man that gets knocked off his horse, that gets blinded, and is told to go and have just an average Christian lay hands on him that he might see again. And he's taken into heaven. He's shown great mighty things. And what is the outcome of that? The scripture in Galatians. Oh, they don't like that either. But God will judge the world by the gospel of Jesus Christ, which Jesus gave to Paul and gave it to him from the road to Damascus on. Back to the Roman centurion. The Roman centurion, I'll share this. I don't know if I've shared this with your audience. This is a gladius. And I don't know if this is a gladius. You've got to be careful, you guys. This one's sharp enough to
shave. Do you shave with that?
Yeah, literally. And it's two-edged, okay? And it cuts both ways. And I'm not going to be careful, Steve. I'm not going to break my computer. This was made by the grace of God for me by the most famous luthier in the world for Gibson guitars. I think this was made for me almost 30 years ago. A guy by the name of Ren Ferguson. Ren is considered, I mean, you know, he, in my opinion, I know him. He's my friend. And I've known him for that long. We used to go same fellowship, you know. and marvelous. He makes guitars, and you know, is the best of the best. I mean, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I won't drop names, but the famous musicians come because he knows what he's doing. He's got an ear for the different word, different words for the different woods. There we go. Those W's get me. And the craftsmanship in this is exquisite. But this is what the word of God is. So the Roman centurion used this, the gladius, okay, his short sword. Do you notice how close you got to be to your enemy? I mean, this isn't stand afar and criticize those who are warning. And this is the key that, and the Roman military tactics were second to none. And the reason they lost their empire was because of the debauchery and their persecution of Christians. So what's important about this, the word of God, it cuts both ways. So we wouldn't have the epistles, we wouldn't have the beautiful representation of the gospel from Genesis through Revelation, the second coming of the Lord, and the seducing spirits that are now in the land. Let me get back to Russia. I got to finish this up because I know we've only got so many minutes left. It's on all the Russian broadcasts in Russia to be ready to go to war. People are buying medicines, Russians, which they need the iodine that the government will supply, but additional stuff. Now, listen to this. Baby formula will be supplied for them. Mothers, nursing mothers. Well, this country denies nursing mothers baby formula. Remember that whole thing, Doug? Because they want every child dead. Every white child has to die. And, oh, by the way, for people of color, your kids have to die, too, unless you're invading the country. So this is what Russia's doing. Now, here, go on. People only need to get the things that are unique to them. I got to tell you something. They will be ready in all areas of the country. Trains are rolling nonstop with troops and equipment, all supplies and soldiers from North Korea, and the food and fuel going back to North Korea. Russia's feeding North Koreans. 1 million North Koreans are already or en route, meaning on the trains, to Russia and to the front lines. They have one thing in common. They hate America. They have another thing in common. They have more 155 military artillery shells than anyone in the world. There's no one that can do it. We can produce now under the sanctimonious, suicidal sanctions of a batch of bull-sanctioned manure, okay? We can produce 40, 50,000 a month maybe. But I'm told that even the defense contractors want some form of payment guaranteed in commodity and not just more T-bills, T-bonds, and T-notes. And this is what's going on in the gold market today and the silver market today. People are asking, why is it going down? Because literally, unfathomable amounts of ETFs are being sold, both on record and off record, at discount prices. So somebody is offering a piece of paper that says this represents 100 ounces of gold, and they're discounting it. And people say, oh, man, when gold goes up, I've already got a built-in 10, 15% premium. And I don't have to. And they're lazy. I tell lazy asses who want paper gold and still, oh, you can't say that. Well, I'm saying it. If you want to be, one guy sent me an email saying, well, I'm not a dumbass. And his email indicated he was. If you want paper or you want this, what are you going to accept, Doug? If you got a cow and this represents $4,000, this is a 50 gram Balcambi bar, which is just about $3,600. But the point is all the people are buying paper, except, you know, the people that are smart enough to hold physical gold. I talked to a guy that's, and it's not the typical guy you think, a guy that's worth about $500 million, okay? And this is a guy that lives in Montana. And he said, I don't want to be bothered with that. It's too heavy. seriously, this is a real, you know, I'm not kidding.
I'll help him carry it.
Yeah, yeah. And I tell him, well, that attitude will get everything you've owned that you physically own carried away. Because in essence, you know, when you've got that kind of money, you can afford to do what you want to do. But denial is going to be the most, how should I say this, destructive mindset in the history of the world. Back to Russia. Okay.
Yep.
So the next thing, Russia is not preparing for a skirmish on ground troops in the Ukraine on their, what would be Western Front. They've got 1 million North Korean troops. I'm told that just the small arms ammunition for those troops is 5 billion rounds. You can do the math and figure out they got plenty of ammo. They're moving in heavy machine guns. They're moving in heavy artillery pieces. They're moving in, let's just say this, everything the West cannot produce is moving to the front lines. And even though, and I'm going to say this, when the first F-16 with a nuclear weapons rack, or the first, you know, long-range cruise missile, and by the way, we just abrogated that treaty too. I think it's Maria Zarakova, smart lady, spokesman for Russia, said, you guys, you just abrogated the last treaty we signed. In essence, you can't move long-range intermediate missiles within so many kilometers of the border of Russia and the NATO countries. We just did that. So we're seeing everything. Now, do you think dropping not hundreds of thousands, but tens of thousands of troops when the 82nd and 101st Airborne isn't sending a message? And Poland wisely chose to back away and not give Zelensky any more money. We've got people languishing on the streets. We've got the dead middle class. We've got, 4.5 million or more illegal immigrants, and they get a cell phone, and they get an EBT card, electronic benefits transfer card, and they get $2,200 a month.
Oh, the fact checkers say, no, you're wrong, Steve. Fact checkers say they don't get $2,200 a month. Oh, no. But yes, they do. It's all in the wording of the fact check. Go ahead.
Yep. So things are being prepared as literally as fast as they can move at all levels. Russia is preparing to go to war, nuclear war, and everybody from, and I got to tell you something, is there's some smart people. There's some incredibly smart people trying to talk sense into the West. And the entire United Nothings, there are exceptions, but they're rallying to get rid of Russia. Doug, they leaked their own maps of wanting to destroy, or not destroy, they want to, well, first of all, destroy Russia and then break it up into 41 separate states. And each really wealthy family gets a specific part of Russia. I would be so pissed off. I would be so furious. Man, but they're also very reserved in their measure. People can watch. The reason Kiev still exists, or Kiev as they call it, I think of chicken Kiev.
Kiev is the modern pronunciation of Kiev. Okay.
Okay.
Just so people understand, it is Kiev. Unless you're woke, then it's Kiev. So anyone who says Kiev, you might want to kind of double check their woke status. Go ahead.
Well, I'll give you a note. I won't mention any names. A friend of mine called and wanted me to help him get to Kiev. Okay? I'm not woke. To Kiev, because he had fallen in love with a woman on the internet. She pleaded her story. She had some children. I think she had multiple children by multiple men. But he was just convinced, and this guy's a Christian, that he was to go there and ransom. And He made his case, and because little children were involved, by the way, I used my money, not anybody else's. This has nothing to do with the program of helping the people we help. And he got over there, and he fell in love. One thing led to another. And then to say this, when he got her and her children and a friend, and I forget who else, out of harm's way, she ran away with another woman.
No, you don't say.
Yeah, you don't say.
But by the way, Steve, hold that thought right there. Folks, we're going to be moving. We're going to be going into overdrive for a little bit, dropping Global Star Satellite Radio. God bless you. Thank you for listening. If you want to hear the rest of this broadcast, go to HagmanPI.com. You can there go on the different audio platforms as well as Rumble and Brighteon, which I would ask that you please sign up for. Let's keep going, Steve, until your message is loud and clear with respect to Russia. Continue, please.
Well, I'm about ready to wrap it up, and here's what I'm saying. You don't need me to tell you what DEFCON, defense condition, starts 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's, and when it hits 1, it's classified, but you don't need to have any access to classified information that when you hear Russia's entire dead hand system is here.